Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
I apologize. Couldn't keep my eyes open this afternoon.
Yeah. Were you sleeping?
Was I what?
Were you sleeping?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it means when you can't keep your eyes open.
Oh, I didn't understand what you said. She couldn't keep your eyes open. Okay, got it. Happens.
It does happen. But when I awoke at 7:30, it gave me the opportunity to finish some Zohars for tomorrow and Tuesday that I think you will find very beneficial to relate to the question you asked earlier this morning.
Oh, great. Actually, I found, you know, some lectures about the Zohar. Amazing.
I'm not sure what you refer to when you say lectures about the Zohar. So are you talking about in Spanish lectures, or are you talking about the source of the Zohar?
No, about the Zohar. How to, you know, what, a little more about the shofar and the sounds and, you know, the responsibility that you have when you're sounding the shofar, the person that is doing it. And
who is the source, or what's the source of those lectures?
It's called Kabbalah Applied, but it's from the people from Argentina.
Oh, I know who they are.
Oh, you know? Okay. Kabbalah Aplicada.
Yeah,
I don't know what. So,
yeah, was it done in Spanish?
In Spanish, yes.
Okay. Yeah, now there was a student friend of mine when I was with the Kabbalah Center that he was originally from Argentina, and then he moved back and set up his own Kabbalah Center. And that's what he was. Yeah, that's why I said I know who they are.
Okay. One thing it amazed me is that he said that the Zohar, that the person that is blowing the shofar, and if they don't know what they're doing, they're accountable. They can get, you know, the problems of the chaos of these people, you know, onto the person that is doing it.
That's correct.
And he says, how many people they think that they're going to do the shofar, they're going to blow the shofar because they know how to, they're musicians or something like that, and they sound well and they know how to do it, and how, what can happen to them?
A lot of the material is presented to people in a way of creating fear instead of motivating growth. And that's what I think you're listening to.
I say that was one thing out of a lot of positive things that they also say.
Yeah, no, I'm not criticizing it. I'm just indicating that what those teachings, that one sentence, that one explanation is a lot of people who teach Kabbalah present things in ways that will motivate fear. And that's what that does.
It's true.
So let's start, because I'm not sure anybody else has come on. I didn't hear any buzzers, but let's proceed. We're in section 9A. It's class number 7 from the landing page. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bavav He B'Yehud Ashali B'Shem Kol Yisrael Le'imud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ahino Am Adonai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Fonanei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Fonanehu. Tara the Al Shamaihu, Vit Kari Ki Shamet Shamash, Umaga Megan Hash Adonai Elokim, Uvaha Hom, U Zim Na Yitakim, Beya Lo Yeva, O Shamashech, Beir Hech. Lo Yoasif, Behaki Sarich, Beavara, Leia Mishmala, Dekud Shabarichu, Deayahi, Gevura de Mataman, Mutmits Pontiftifta. Hey Ra'ah V'Taman Yiti L'matva Chovin Meilein Di'atmar Bechon Benat Binaim Atem L'Hashem Elohechem Matmin V'Yalich Inun Sharim Piavadim, Mesitra de Chavin, de Corsea Sharim, Ume Manan, Mesitra de Kochvaya, de Naharim, de Shishamia, de Ara, Avdin, de Haidu, Im Kevanim, Im Keavadim, V'chai Yehu T'tzarich li'anafa Le'acharava V'shiyat Sitrin Dinun Shemaya V'ara'a Shemasha V'sichara Kesa Kise Din V'kise Rachamin Le'avara sema samech mem V'nachash menayhu demasitra dilchon Shalit sema samech mem uvat zogo V'zarich v'kishra Le'abereta tzoin Tetafalim terin batarin Karno bechad bedaroa Vela batar yishkot lea Bekiriyat Shema begin dila yitkariv Lesitra de gavura Aval Masitra de Sifron Behavai Vat Dilchon Itmarlo Yegorach, Rav Chazar, Hakarev, Yomat, Biod, Hashem, Dayayid, Kaha, Kiyayahu, Yona, Kadisha, the Mitzpat, Pan, La, Benyanaha, Bekama, Tzav Tofin, Tizami wrote, she wrote, the Tush Bechot, Vichodaot, Adnadach Chatin, Lalaga Beho, Hanatach Kan, La Lagabe Yehu, Kishrin Lo Beratsua, Bea Yehui, Rav Sheet, Bea Tevan, Tiyachoda Vechainu. Raza v'chayaleot al yedaka k'shura t'tar v'yehu t'dayud v'dayachod u'ginda b'kashura t'tar v'yehu. Man d'shit d'shicha b'nayhu t'yehi Shechat cholin avara chaya Be'dodiavad be'beruda ben yutvavke Te'yuhi amuda din sa'ita umalkutaya Tefilin d'reshia The Kucha Barichu, the Yehu, Vava Yehi, Hashem al Ila'a, Ama Ala'a, Atrat Tiferet, Alait Mar Pearich, Chavosh, Alicha Alu, Tefillin Shivare Rosh Bechai Yehu Razadev Hey Bab Yud Hey Deit Mar Beyan Ane Yedi Hashem Hey Bab Yud Hey Wigomer Ugin Da'uk Muhu Ma'ari de Talmoda Yerushalami Hay Bav Yud Bav Hav Yod Beyam Emsa Yadi Yud Kevav Ke Mai Mana Eat Mar Be Vira Yisrael et Hayad Hagdola Mesitra Bechesed Yad Rama Mesitra Detafa Arat Deit Mar Beiv Binai Yisrael Yotzein Yad Rama Yad Chazaka Ve'am tzayat. Te'ayihi yad yudke vavke ha'hei vav yudhei le'mahu rachmei mikol sitra dina. Kevush ve'em tzayitad yad rama ala itmar vavhei yudhei Hashem lemalach al kol haaretz betalat zimanim yud yad inun membet askarut detafalin deyad utefilin teresha yad shekinta ta ta ayahi ayad hagidula me mai na tehesed taman hachma yad hachazaka misitra egavurad tamin bina yad rama besitra diamoda tem saita meotar Bekatar keter al reshia, tefili demarei alma, shin shel tefilin halaka, lemoshe mesinai, shin de talat reashin, shin de arva reshin, Lekabel sheva hanarot ariviyot letat la mebayit hamelef ve'inun b'shachar shetayim lifnei aviatat achat litreya uvarav shatayim Lifnei v'shatayim li'achreya v'li'ikval ilein sheva ayat sheva ravi b'nei hamelech hayoshivaya yam reshona demalachot Latiferet Yehu Kevosh Beet Yud Am He Tata Avnafsho Kishora Vnafsho Vayehu Chavush Imat Yud Mesitra De Hashem Hila Abu Ginda Ein Chavush Matayer Atmo mabet ha'asurin de'ihu begalut im Yisrael hadahu diktiv bekol tzarachtem lo tzar bo lo li lo tzar ba'ya Lo tsarbo behahu zimna de'ihu im Yisrael lo tsar vadai velet tsar ela yitzar hara behazar hachariv yomat veraza demila ki bet chaya hoshech v'yech la taho Ki be begamat rea membet azkarot de tafali ishkavaho ki yada shemi yikarani pekiriat shema fianahu hada Priyanahu hadahu diktiv az tekara vahi ya'ona yudke vavke biarva batayi tetifili dereshi inun arva atvan ahi aleph he yudhe v'hashem ya'ona yudhe vavke biarva Bati dita filin dayad deinun adonai veitema lavinun biyad ela beit echad hamisha'a yad keha Hakihu v'dai v'dayayehi chamisha. Section 9a. There are two thrones. One is inside the other. Just as the moon is inside the orbit of the sun, so too is the Shekhinah inside the orbit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thoughts reside likewise, one inside the other. Sometimes we are seeking one thing and come up with another, and realize that this unexpected thing was in fact the answer, after all. The evil inclination is the errant thought that may be several layers deep. But the alchemy of the wise is to learn how to catch that thread of evil and spin it away from the righteous thoughts, so that you rid Israel, or the body of thoughts that are surrounded by holiness, from the taint of chaos. The taint of the evil inclination, Samach Mem, is insidious, meaning our thoughts are permeated with chaos simply because of the nature of thinking is fast. There are two kinds of thoughts. One may be characterized as children. These thoughts are the reactive thoughts that follow like children every shiny object of interest without discrimination. The second kind are like servants in that they are directed by our intention. The inner will, the good produced in kind, this in turn causes the Shekhinah to descend as the symbolism of the Vav suggests forming that connection between thought and action. The Shema forms a unity between above and below and is locked into place with the knot of the Yud. This knot of the Yud is the indisputable unity. Out of this unity proceeds the Vav and the He. This is why any deviation of this process, as in talking between putting on the head and hand tefillin, causes a break in this flow. Sin is defined as a break in the circuit that is made active by tefillin and the Shema. The higher glory, the higher hay, the higher mother represent the connection that is directly established with the mystery. The mystery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu flows into and through this crown of Tiferet. Here is established the connection between the head and the hand, or between thought and action, as previously stated. The linking of head and hand is the intention of the Vav in the middle connecting both head and hand to Kilah. Israel saw the great hand, meaning that our awareness rose to the level of Chesed and made its connection via Tiferet along the sacred pathway. In this way, mercy revolves around Tiferet, intersecting the orbit of judgment or Givurah, which is the binding of the evil inclination, and then it, destruction, being the sword of the Vav. The three times hand refers to the pathways above and below that pass through Tiferet. In this way, the 42 names of God are revealed. These 42 names are 7 times 6, or 7 times the pathways of Zeranpin, 6 from Kesed through Yesod as spheres, and then 7 pathways leading to Malchut. Within consciousness, the main emphasis of these pathways are in the holiness that they embrace in establishing the flow of the Shekhinah. It is important to realize that the great hand is of the lower Shekhinah refers to the pathway between Chesed and Chachmah. The Shekhinah is dependent upon this pathway. In the same consideration, the strong hand is the pathway between Givurah and Bina. This symbolism is tied to the inner tefillin, that is associated with the pathway of the middle pillar. The master of the world is the source of all emanation. What we have here is the imaging of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei combined with the tefillin and then linked to the thought processes that are eternal within. The Shema and its blessings form the architecture of holiness within. The purpose of this architecture is to construct a dwelling place within to make that most sublime of all connections with the King, seeing the entire chain of association from the initial thought that arises out of the Keter to the fulfillment taking place in Malchut. The sole impediment to holiness is the evil inclination. When it is bound and eradicated, there is no exile, and the Shekhinah flows. Unless this is taken care of, the connection cannot be made whole. Tiferet is trapped, meaning the Shekhinah is blocked from its flow. This blockage is concerned primarily with the recognition that flow and then the awareness of being cut off becomes acute. The divine name exhibits itself only during a perfect connection. The emanation from Keter reaches Malchut and then reciprocates from below to above. It is one thing to recognize that our thoughts produce our life experiences, the flow from above to below. And it is another thing to realize that our awareness of the fulfillment from below to above sets the stage for an eternity of fulfillment, completing the circuit and in effect establishing the Shekhinah for all time. The only way you can step outside of yourself is to identify with the holiness within while stepping outside of the box of those worldly thoughts that would limit your perception. It is your awareness that rescues you. Out of this awareness is the realization of the 42 mentions of the divine name. What you understand is the unity of both your questions and answers, and subsequently how both work together to draw you inside of the holiness within. When you recite the Shema, you call or move into place the reality of you will call and Hashem will answer. This is illustrated by Adonai, who answers Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei in the tefillin of the head, that then directs the hand tefillin, or the thought that directs the action that takes place. The housing in the hand and the head are taken together, so that there are a total of 5 housings. It is called the weaker hand because actions are a diluted form of thought. And the secret of a thing is because he is devoted to me. I will deliver him. Kaf Yud. The word Ki, which is 30, and Bet Yud, 12 in Gematria, becomes Membet, 42. Becomes the 42 names of Tefillin and of the head and of the arm. I will keep him safe, for he knows my name. I will be with him in the Kriyat Shema and answer him. This is that which is said. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, 4 houses for the front tefillin, the head tefillin, which are the 4 letters, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. And Yud-Yud answers, which is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, that are the 4 houses of the hand tefillin, Adonai. And if you say they are not in hand, but 1 house of 5, they are the weak hand. Are there any questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
When it's talking about the 42 names, is that also related to the Anabecoa?
Of course.
Okay.
The 42 letter name is the Anabecoa. But each of those letters is a name of God. Each of those letters is the first letter of a name of God. Is it the word that we sing in the Anabecoa, or is it another word? Yes to both. There's revealed and there is concealed.
Okay, that's why we say after the phrase of the first phrase, we said the first letter.
Yes. No, that's not why we say that, because that by saying the first letter in addition to the six words, we create seven words. And so we have seven rows of seven words. We have a connection to the number 49, which represent the 49 gates of Bina, which is one less than the 50 gates of Bina. And the Shema Yisrael, the first verse, Shema, has 25 letters. And then the Baruch Shem verse has 24 letters. But there's a missing Vav, which would make it 25. And this is all connected and interrelated.
Okay.
And now that everything is as clear as mud, do you have any other questions?
No, it's fine. This paragraph goes like, jumps from one thing to another. You know, like.
Well, part of that is the way the copy and paste worked. And eventually I'll get around to correcting it so you'll see the paragraphs and that they really don't jump from one subject to another. They're different paragraphs. But I didn't have the time when I presented this.
Okay. There are paragraphs that are separated, you know, like in this text, everything's together.
It appears that way, but in reality, there are paragraphs that are not revealed to you yet. But if you think about the subjects jumping from one to the other, that's a good place where the paragraph is. So you can reread it with that consciousness.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions?
No, I'm fine.
Will you be calling me tomorrow? Of course, there are always a lot of questions. Will you be calling me tomorrow?
We'll do it Tuesday. Tomorrow is a day that is, I don't know, there's so many things I have to do.
I understand. That's why I asked. So. Just
thank
let me
you
know if you'll call on Tuesday instead of Monday.
No, it'll be definitely Tuesday. Tomorrow it's going to be like difficult. And I want to be, you know, I want to concentrate in the class. I just don't want to be like jumping that I need to do something else and I cannot think about it. So
I understand.
Tuesday.
Okay.
So. Thank you for the class.
You're very welcome. You have a good evening.
Yeah, Laila Tov.
Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom.